Isaiah chapter 20. Now this continues this theme that Egypt and all the great powers around Judah, who they thought could help them and save them, that they were all going to collapse and be shown not to be strong. And the lesson is that we naturally want to run to the world, which is like Egypt, for our help. And we've got to turn to God first. So, Isaiah 20. In the year that Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon, king of Assyria, had sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it, at the same time, Yahweh spoke by Isaiah. Now, what this means is that Ashdod, that was a Gentile city that was near to Judah, when that was captured by the Assyrians, then he got this message. In other words, God was beginning to show that, you know, all these people around you, Judah, they're all going to be taken by the Assyrians, and the same's going to happen to you unless you turn to me. So Isaiah was told, take the sackcloth from off you, take your shoes from off your feet. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. And Yahweh said, like as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot for 3 years as a sign about Egypt and Ethiopia, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, with their clothes in tatters on them, to their shame. And they will be afraid and ashamed of Ethiopia, their expectation, and Egypt, the one they hoped upon. And the inhabitant will say in that day, well, this was our expectation. These are the people we fled to help us to be saved from the king of Assyria. How now shall we escape? In other words, the Egyptians and the Ethiopians who they trusted in were going to be led away captive. And Isaiah, for 3 years, walked around in tatty clothes and barefoot, like he was a captive and an exile, to show the people that, wow, this is what's going to happen to Egypt. And so people would have said, Isaiah, why don't you put some shoes on? Isaiah, why are you dressed like that? And the answer was, this is what's going to happen to Egypt upon whom you are trusting. So it was an acted parable to try to help the people to see, don't trust in Egypt. Now this is a really major lesson from all these prophets, don't trust in Egypt. And yet we naturally want to do that. We think that by having a good education, a good career, lots of money in the bank, owning our own property, having nice cars, having good insurance schemes, that all these things are somehow going to save us. And although we live in the world and we have to go through the motions of all that there is in this world, all those things are really trusting in Egypt. And in the end, it cannot save you, because this life is extremely short and you just blink a couple of times and it's over. And then you realize that the major issue is, can I live forever? And none of those things can give you everlasting life, because you can't buy salvation. You can't buy eternal life. You've got to believe in it and accept it and have God and Jesus at the center of your life. So these are the basic messages that come out of realizing that all this stuff about don't trust in Egypt, it's going to fall, that all this applies to us.